The fire may not open, but the devil will return. Insanity or glory in a mind the devil learns. A moment of something where the dark can reverse. Tell the lonely where to go. Get inside and let it burn. It's not the only way. Get inside and let it burn. The empty eyes are falling down the path of no return. And blindness and wonders if it's mine will ever learn. A moment of something where the dark can reverse. Tell the lonely where to go.
Welcome to In Plain Sight, Jeremy from Kentucky on your Friday night broadcast here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, send the much needed fundage, keep free speech alive. You can mail that check or money order made out to RBN. You can mail that to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can also call that in to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3, with your debit or credit card number. And also go to PayPal, and you can donate through PayPal. So tonight, Friday night, health and wellness, I wanted to highlight this weird Kentucky Fried Chicken ad that I heard on the radio the other day.
The Amazing Colonel presents Abricot Chicken. Introducing Beyond Fried Chicken, only at KFC. It looks like scrumptious chicken and tastes like scrumptious chicken, but it's not chicken. It's made of plants. And presto, plant-based fried chicken. KFC, it's finger-licking magic.
And you can just imagine that creepy, weird new actor that they have to play Colonel Sanders. The guy really does look creepy, but no, plant... this has been a thing along with the Impossible Burger that they started rolling out, about, 4 or 5 years ago? Just in time for the COVID lockdowns and restrictions. And the whole push saying, we gotta stop eating meat. The hacking of the JBL meat plant within the last, 18 months or so? So, you had this... This rolled out now, this creepy Colonel Sanders ad. Just wanted to share that with you on health and wellness. I would not eat at KFC. I went through, if you just go to YouTube and pull up that plant-based Kentucky Fried Chicken, you'll see all sorts of videos where people are eating it and doing like really negative reactions. You'll also come across a video where basically a KFC person that works there is showing how they recycle like the beans and macaroni off of the buffet and then like warm them back up and reserve them. It's really nasty. I would stay away from KFC and fast food in general because it's not so much the food as it is what they fry it in. And yeah, the nasty conditions, the people that are working there usually just don't care. If you absolutely must eat out, try to go to a mom and pop owned restaurant where they do a little bit closer to home cooking, preferably where you can see them cooking, but eating out in general is very unhealthy, so eat at home. That's your health and wellness tip of the night. So going on into more news, we have more developments with the science. Yeah, according to the CDC, the mask requirements are going to be eased. This is according to the AP.
She blinded me with science.
Wow, Washington AP, the Biden administration will significantly loosen federal mask-wearing guidelines to protect against COVID-19 transmission on Friday. According to two people with familiar with the matter, meaning most Americans will no longer be advised to wear masks in indoor public settings. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Friday will announce a change in the metrics it uses to determine whether recommended face coverings. Under current guidelines, masks are recommended for people residing in communities of substantial or high transmission. Roughly 95% of U.S. counties, according to the latest data. The new metrics will still consider caseloads, but also take into account hospitalizations and local hospital capacity. So, the hospital capacity will be taken in consideration, and they have been markedly improved during the emergence of Omicron. That strain is highly transmissible. The indications are that it is less severe than the earlier strains, particularly for people who are fully vaccinated and boosted. Ah, there you go. I was waiting for the punchline of the article, or the point of the article, excuse me. Those who are fully vaccinated and boosted. Now see, a little bit of my comments here. This is sort of what I was thinking they were doing, easing restrictions, easing masks. You don't hear a lot about COVID. They've gotten a lot of the populace vaccinated. I don't want to give an exact number. I don't want to be wrong. But if I were just to take a stab in the dark, at least half, maybe even 60% of at least the West, the Western population. The third world is probably not so much, but. Yeah, I think this is why you're seeing this. This is why now they're ready to focus on Russia. You know, don't get me wrong. They can always roll out a new variant or a new virus and kick this all up again because they've not only have they gotten a lot of people vaccinated, but they have put a lot of dangerous precedents in place that they can just totally strip you of your rights over a so-called virus. Yeah. So anyway. And sometimes on health and wellness, unfortunately, we have to deal with what is very unhealthy and very unwell. That's just the way it is. So in the news of trannies. So according to a UK inquiry, nurses and doctors are constantly terrorized with tranny stuff. This is a headline from the DailyStormer.name. Snake Baker writing the ad here. Taking hormone injections and mutilating your genitals are relatively new phenomenon. And it's safe to assume that in most areas, not one single doctor or nurse practicing right now was trained in university on how to deal with the problems that these people have. Very true there. Yeah, it is pretty much the new phenomenon that doctors and nurses have to deal with. But hey, it is post-COVID, isn't it? So this is a practical matter, but instead of framing it as a practical matter, the media and the government are reading Reddit posts on tranny forums and framing it as an issue of blind, irrational hatred for the mutilation of the genitals. From Breitbart, nurses in Britain's socialized healthcare system have been fired from their jobs for raising concerns about the National Health Service's policies on transgenderism, such as placing biological males in single-sex female wards. a Tory peer has told Parliament. Baroness Nicholson of Winterbourne has warned the House of Lords that the promotion of transgender issue not only risks diminishing the privacy rights of women, but is also resulting in a chilling effect in which healthcare workers are afraid to speak out, as some have already been fired for questioning the state's policies. Testimony before the House of Lords during detailed scrutiny of the health and care bill, the Tory peers said that healthcare workers have been inhibited from speaking out over concerns of being fired or being denounced as bigots for arguing for female rights. I have met several nurses who have lost their jobs because of this, Baron Nicholson said, per the Telegraph. A doctor says that he no longer feels able to make comments about sex and gender. He recently delivered a baby. He said it was a girl, and he was accused of transphobia. My comments here. Can you imagine if a man shows up for a gynecology appointment? I'm just wondering how that would go down. I mean, you did have that one guy that showed up to the waxer, the person that waxes hair off your body, and demanded that his vag be waxed. So there is a precedent there. Pretty sure they kicked him out. And it shouldn't be so surprising that you're having the medical establishment bombarded with trannies. Poll says that over 7% of Americans identify as LGBTQ, according to The Guardian. The percentage of adults in the U.S. who identify as LGBTQ has doubled over the past 10 years, according to Gallup. According to the poll results released Thursday, a record of 7.1% of Americans adults identify as LGBTQ+, jumping from 3.5% in 2012. The increase in LGBT identification in recent years largely affects reflex. It reflects and it infects the higher prevalence of such identities among the youngest U.S. adults compared with older generations they are replacing in the U.S. adult population. Again, Gallup poll conducted in 2021 on 12,416 American adults. And that's just going to prep you for the next little disgusting piece of news. Okay, it is here. FDA greenlights anal sex condom. I honestly didn't see this one coming. New York Post, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Wednesday announces its first ever authorization of a condom specifically intended for anal sex to help reduce transmission of sexually transmitted infections. The Patootie Prophylactics, which will be rolled out by the U.S. manufacturer Global Protection Corps, will be marketed as the one male condom, the agency said. They're also are indicated as a contraceptive to help reduce the risk of pregnancy and the transmission of STIs during a vaginal intercourse as well. Before today's authorization, the FDA had not cleared or approved condoms specifically indicated for anal intercourse, according to the agency. Unprotected anal intercourse carries the greatest sexual exposure risk of HIV transmission. That's a fascinating admission. That's something that I've been saying for well over a decade. Consistent, correct condom use has the potential to significantly help decrease risk of STIs. I While today's authorization underscores the public health importance of condoms tested and labeled specifically for anal intercourse, all other FDA-cleared condoms can continue to be used for contraception and STI prevention. I just want to add something here, as long as we went into the get a little bit more graphic. That's not really the issue. Wearing the condom is not the issue. The issue is tearing the insides of the anus when things go up in there. And then when you eliminate waste, it gets into your bloodstream and it gets infected. That's what's doing it. Wearing the condom is not going to help. But it is fascinating that this article did at least mention that the New York Post article did admit that anal sex is the riskiest sex to transmit HIV supposed virus, which I don't believe in. And even though the CDC is relaxing, supposedly, the mask mandates, you do still have a lot of schools that are pushing it. And even in schools where the mask mandates are being lifted, you have teachers that are still being told they have to wear a mask. This is WUSA 9. Fairfax schools to make mask wearing optional for students, but staff and teachers must still wear masks. The school district is urging parents to have a talk with their child about their family's preference on mask wearing. Ahead, on school property, ahead of Tuesday, Fairfax, Virginia, public schools will make mask wearing optional on school property starting Tuesdays, but the teachers and staff still have to wear a mask. Governor Glenn Youngkin signed into law a bill that requires schools in the Commonwealth to make mask wearing optional by March 1st. The school system said community transmission levels dropped into the substantial category, and they hope it could reach moderate community transmission as early as next week. These changes are evidence that we're entering into a new phase of the pandemic. We want all families to be confident that their children are learning in a safe, supportive environment. So the parents are asked to talk with their students, but masks are still required for adults on school property. Masks will also be enforced on school buses, according to the CDC. So there's something about this mask thing. Everybody's already psychologically conditioned and brainwashed, and they're just not going to let it go. I've noticed that, even in West Kentucky, where you had our state legislature left it up to the school boards whether to implement the mask or not, and our little school here in Hickman County was the only one in West Kentucky that didn't force the students to wear a mask. All the other schools, even when given the choice, the school boards mandated the mask, and this was last year. So we're not done with the mask yet. They're just going to stick around, and we're just going to have to deal with it. And so that'll be the first part of the show here, coming up on a break, and we'll do some more headlines on the other side on In Plain Sight. There is freedom within, there is freedom without. Try to catch the deluge in a paper cup. There's a battle ahead, many battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified,
that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back to Implant Site, Jeremy from Kentucky on your Friday night. We covered health and wellness. Now I want to cover more pertinent articles that have hit today. Also, we'll be taking your calls on the other side of this break. So call in, tell me what you do to stay healthy and what you do to keep your mental and spiritual capacities healthy too, not just your physical. Maybe you got comments on some of the articles or on the goings on of the week. I want to start off from an NBC News article here. So Adam Johnson gets 90 days in prison for molesting a podium. Yes, the Capitol rioter photographed with Pelosi's podium on January 6th was sentenced to prison. Adam Johnson bragged that he broke the internet when he was photographed carrying Nancy Pelosi's lectern during the attack on the U.S. Capitol. I just read what they write. I mean, the attack, the deadly... That's really probably should be a typo. It should be the deadly attack, shouldn't it? It's really funny if you pull this article up from NBCNews.com. You see Adam there, and he has his blue Trump toboggan on with a little furry thing on top with like the red, white, and blue stripe going across it, and he's got Pelosi's podium, and he's, you know, in a pose like he's walking or maybe like he's prancing with it. He's got some kind of big jacket and like Peter Pan pants or something, or skinny jeans. He's waving, and it's really funny because in the background you see this big picture on the wall of, I guess, George Washington, and you know, and the rebel army, you know, the Minutemen or whatever, and then he's negotiating with the British army.
it's a really fun picture. Anyway, going on with the article, a Florida man who bragged that he broke the internet when he was photographed carrying House Speaker Pelosi's podium during the January 6th attack was sentenced to 75 days in prison on Friday. Now, I said 90, but that's because he's going to get credited with time served, which is very, very decent of them, I suppose. Adam Johnson is a stay-at-home father of five boys. He traveled to D.C. in support of former President Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election, which Trump lost to President Joe Biden. Look at the psychological game the article plays. It's my comments here. He went there to overturn the results, right? That's the whole reason why he went to overturn a legitimate election, which Trump lost to Biden. So they're just not going to let up with this. So back to the article, U.S. District Court Judge Reggie B. Walton sentenced Johnson to prison on Friday today, saying that Johnson made a mockery of the events by grabbing Pelosi's lectern and played an active role in the attack. Now, Walton's the judge, said that he just couldn't overlook Johnson's behavior, which he said was deserving for a period of incarceration. Johnson will get credit for some time he's already served and will pay a $5,000 fine. We're on a dangerous slide in America, this is what Walton, the judge, said, calling what happened on January 6th something you'd expect to see in banana republics. Well, my comments here, Walton, that election in 2020 is what you would see in a banana republic, my guy. Back to the article, Walton asked Johnson how he could hold himself out as a good role model for his five children when he came to D.C. and did what he did on January 6th. So Johnson, dude carrying the podium, Johnson, speaking to the court on Friday, said he had been nothing but cooperative with the government since his arrest and said his actions demonstrated that he was apologetic and ashamed to have been part of the Capitol riot. Well, Johnson, I think your boys are going to be ashamed that you cucked in court. And, you know, they're going to throw you in jail anyway. I mean, why you acquiesce to these people is beyond me. Anyway, Johnson said that he recognized that if he did what he did in another country, he'd be on a firing wall instead of a courtroom. That's great. Something is probably his Jewish lawyer told him to say. He claimed that he had no intent to harm Pelosi. And Johnson said, if I did find her, I would ask to for a selfie with her, if anything. So Johnson pled guilty to a criminal count of entering and remained in a restricted building or grounds. That's interesting. Pled guilty to a criminal account of entering and remaining on restricted building or grounds. I thought that anyone can go into the Capitol, that it was open to the public, but whatever. He admits that he unlawfully entered the Capitol after witnessing battles with police. Okay, that's where they got him. Since the police were getting attacked by the agents provocateurs, then I guess they closed the Capitol down, and then anybody that went in could be charged with this. So that's what the deal is. Johnson said he grabbed Pelosi's podium because he thought it would make a good prop for a picture. Now, you can go back down in the article, and we're about at the break. I just wanted to point out that the judge said if he grabbed anyone else's podium, if it was just a regular piece of furniture, that they probably wouldn't have charged him. But because it was Pelosi's, that's why they came down on him. I want you to think about that. Molestation. Pelosi's phone. Sorry.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Okay, and we're back to Health and Wellness in Plain Sight with some melodic tones and scotch. And we're going to the call screen now. Call us if you have something to add to the show, 512-248-8252. Dr. Kelly, how are you doing tonight?
Super good. Thank you so much for your work on that first half of your show tonight. What a brilliant production. And I'm reminiscing with all those old tunes, reminded of the debauchery, but I'll focus on the good news. I wanted to talk about the KFC. So here's 3 verifiable facts. Number one, they only had enough genetically identifiable chicken to use the word on a handful of items on their menu going back to 1993. Number two, a series of people developing pancreatitis and their pets who they fed this to in 2005 and 6, and I had to take a black man named Gerald to the hospital with his bag of KFC. These people were neighbors, and so thanks for bringing up the issue. And yeah, it's Matrix meat, to say the least. And the soy prison lawsuit, Blagojevich, it chemically castrates men. And let's see, that's through Weston Price Foundation, a super good resource. And I've got some incredible elk steaks about the size of footballs. you know, in circumference or whatever. And how close are you to the Noah's Ark model? And maybe you can grill those up for us.
Noah's Ark, I'm a few hours at least. A few hours from there. Are you talking
right
about
on. And yeah, also with the Weston A. Price Foundation, I'm going to go back to 2004 real quick. My nephew photographing me and me, him, we got to go to Whistler Blackcomb, and I ended up starting a whole string of national championships of snowboarding after that experience. I got Camp of Champions up there, and it's a super good place to go. I want you to write down a title of a book called The Nourishing Traditional Way to Raise Babies and Children, and I'm going to send you, you know, to be like find your Queen Esther at the Weston A. Price Foundation Nourishing Traditions or Wise Traditions conferences, where the food alone is worth the price of admission. And my nephew, who was 14 at that time, just gave birth to his fourth baby. And, I mean, not him, you know, but a healthy woman. So I wish you the best on that, and have a great rest of your show.
Yeah, hey, would you? Are you busy? You want to stay around and do some calls?
I got to run and go get carnivorous with my dinner, and I'm not really set up to do the relay thing, but this is just for you and your other brothers on RBN.
I appreciate that. I wrote that down, and I will look into that. Thanks a lot for your contribution.
Thank you, bro. Take care.
Yeah, you have a good night. Okay, next up we have Pat from Fort Worth. Pat, welcome to the show.
Hi. I was looking for a picture of a big Kentucky Fried Chicken carton and telling all the bad stuff, and I can't find it. I wanted to tell you, and I can't find that either because I don't think my phone likes it so cold here. But anyway, there's a meme. It says, what do these four people have in common? And it's one of them is Nancy Pelosi. The other one is Mitt Romney. The third one is John Kerry. And the fourth one is Biden, president, quote, Biden. And you know that answer. Those are pictures.
It sounds intriguing. Please tell me.
I'll tell you that all four of them have children that have to do with Ukraine gas, GAF.
Ah.
There you go.
Very fast.
I haven't found it and proved it, but my source is real reliable. And that meme has been passed around.
Yeah,
but I've been warning
sure.
people, you better watch out for John Kerry. Because he's all over the world shaking hands with everybody. It's your taxpayer money, I guess. And his title is Special Envoy of Climate for Climate Change. And I'm thinking, yeah, I wish they'd stop talking about it. It's never been this cold in Texas. Of course, it could be.
on that first note that you brought up about.
These old houses were... okay, go ahead.
I was going to say that first point you brought up on the involvement with Ukraine and gas. You know, I'm not sure how you stand.
What it says? What do these four people have in common? And it's their pictures, photos, and it's they all four have children involved in the Ukrainian gas cup, whatever. You remember Biden up there, World Trump. Yeah.
And so that's been since 2014, you know. I don't know how you stand on Russia.
No, but that's a meme. It's a new meme going around. So I guess, you know, everybody's noticing that Bob Kerry is being seen all over the world and his title under Biden is, well, I just told you that. But the point is that he's never put, he said, I'm not taking it off the table that I will run. I would not run for president. So he, whatever. He may, they may be building him up. The new,
well, the Bidens, the Bidens, their children, you know, they've been involved with this, because remember in 2014, Obama and Clinton under their administration set up this, and Victoria Nuland, I mean, set up this puppet government in the Ukraine. And that's where all the corruption was. That puppet government was set up in 2014. And, you know, then, so you're right. You're right. The meme is right that these corrupt politicians here in America, you know, have their children are benefited from that corrupt Ukrainian government. That's the government that Putin is rolling in there, and pretty much looks like he's going to either overthrow or he's going to, you know, put them in back into check. So even if you're anti-Putin, even if you don't like Putin, you got to admit that he's going against the government that was set up by our corrupt Democrat demon rat politicians, you know?
Okay. Another concern I had that I haven't really gotten anybody to think about, because they think it's scriptural. I mean, they think I'm being spiritual and, you know, out there in the clouds somewhere. Michael Rivera said, and I missed that too, that where Kiev was part of the old they had put concrete all around where the old Chernobyl towers were.
Oh yeah,
and you heard him say it had been hit.
Yes.
Oh, so what do you think? What do you think all that is? Do you think that was some kind of space weapon or something, or do you think they actually dumb enough to start shooting and somebody actually accidentally hit it, or what?
I don't know what to make of it, because you've got Russia rolling in and trying to protect the Russian people in the East Ukraine, and then you also have, you know, Ukrainian, you probably got a lot of American CIA assets there, and they're doing things to try to sabotage that whole thing and make Russia look like something terrible. I don't know who hit that Chernobyl. I don't know who did it or what the repercussions would be.
Maybe I could ask it this way. What good would it do anybody in the world to do something to make all of that stuff go all over the world?
Well, that's why I'm thinking, if somebody that is part of the Ukraine corrupt government, you know, that cooperates with the Bidens and all that, if somebody that's part of that corruption wants to make Russia look bad, maybe they would hit that Chernobyl to spread nuclear waste, and then the media could say, oh, look what Russia did by coming in to the Ukraine. They spread this. That's what I'm thinking it is, probably a setup. But, hey, we got a couple other more callers. Ms. Pat, do you have some last words for us?
Okay. Thanks, Jeremy.
Hey, I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
We got James from Vancouver, and then after James, we got Bob. Go ahead, James, you're up.
Hi, how you doing? How close are you in there in Kentucky to a place called Hopkinsville?
Maybe 2 hours.
Really, that's the seat of Christian County. I found out Edgar Casey came from there. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. So
I studied Edgar Casey, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, maybe 15, 10 or 15 years ago, I studied about him. Very fascinating. I don't know what to make of him. I really don't.
My American grandmother gave me the introduction to Edgar Casey 50-some years ago, 50-plus years ago, and I didn't know he was from Kentucky until I looked it up today. So I just started.
He was born in poverty down here.
Yeah.
And extreme.
As I understand, and he saw his uncle who had died by drowning or something, or his cousin. Wasn't that how it started? He was a young boy.
Yeah, when he was a young boy, he claimed to see visions of one of his relatives who had died. And of course, just my only comments on that, and of course I'm a Christian, I don't believe in any type of prophecy that's outside the Bible. Now, I believe that people can see into the future, but usually when that's the case, it's through like fallen spirits. You know, but Casey was a Christian. He grew up in a Christian home, but I don't know if he got involved in some sort of witchcraft or what, but he didn't seem to be a terrible person, but I wouldn't have sought counsel from him.
Yeah, anyway, okay, I'll let you go. I just thought I'd give you a call and say hi.
Hey, appreciate it, James. Enjoy your work on Wednesday.
Yeah, bye now.
Thank you. And we'll go to Bob from Colorado. Bob, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Jeremy. Hey, listen, I think there's a couple issues. I don't know if I have a time. But this whole thing with Russia, those states that were independent, they were getting shelled. From my understanding, there was a guy that used to work for UPI and all, and he's been on the ground there for a long time. And he said that... this whole thing started with Ukraine, and of course, we, as a government, we have all of our rhinos in there, and it was taken over by the United States, and that's why this whole thing has blown up, because it was so corrupt. And this reporter said that there were so many Russians or Ukrainians coming out from those two states, just begging them to please save them and everything else. And this is a guy on the ground, and it's not fake news. It's not CNN. But the other thing is, too, you know, this also comes around to the Biden connection with Hunter. So there's a lot of maybe some secret files there that might be exposed. And I heard this on Don Campbell's show last night, that I only heard the clip. I didn't hear where it came from. But the guy on the ground also said there were like 5 bioweapon labs there, all funded by the United States. So that's why it's such a big deal. And Russia supposedly is only hitting certain targets. I think they want to open this whole bag of worms up and show who really is the beast of the world. Thank you very much. I'll listen offline.
Thank you for your contribution, Bob. That is a very distinct possibility that that I've been hearing just today, is that not only is Russia going in to protect their, you know, Russian people in the eastern Ukraine from the aggression, the horrible, inhumane treatment that the Ukrainians have put on them. And, you know, that's one reason. Also, Russia doesn't want the Ukraine to put nuclear weapons there on the border or become part of the NATO. But on top of both of those, another purpose is perhaps, since Russia's in there, they might as well expose the corruption between the fake Ukrainian government that was set up in that color revolution 8 years ago, the corruption between them and our own corrupt government. Wouldn't that be something if the Russian forces did come in there and expose all of that, be tantamount to flipping the tables over in the casino and showing the little the little things on the bottom that that corrupt the games. Mike says that we've got a clip posted on RBN website, Ukraine invasion, bioweapons labs, the Russian perspective. Check that out. And, you know, this thing is barely in its adolescence, this whole Russia taking the Ukraine thing. And I think probably by the end of the weekend, by the weekend and maybe coming into the first day of next week, I'm sure Putin will have Kiev. And I doubt that the Jewish Ukrainian president will negotiate. Maybe he will. I predict that guy, what's that comedian? Yeah, he'll just take off. Maybe he'll take a suitcase full of cash and go to Israel or just stay in Poland. But that was one of the articles that we didn't get to. I might touch on the other side of the break, is the Ukrainian president is seeking to try to negotiate with Putin. But I just don't think that this slimy guy, this Ukrainian president, is going to Zelensky. I don't think that slime ball is going to want to negotiate fairly. And Putin's probably just going to end up, kicking the guy out and then allowing the people, the good people of the Ukraine, to hold fair elections and forge their own destiny. Up in the break with some Jackson Brown. We'll be back on the other side with conclusion to In Plain Sight.
We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
65, I was 17.
Final segment, just trying to get a feel for what the people on the right, when we were talking about, I went to One American News under world section. Kyiv braces for assault as Russia-Ukraine signal possibility of talks. I'm just running through the headlines there. So let's just pull that one up. I haven't even looked at it yet. We'll just we'll take it on the fly. We'll get the visceral react. And of course, 50 ads pop up. Kyiv, from Reuters, the Russian and Ukrainian governments on Friday signaled an openness to negotiations, even as authorities in Kyiv urged citizens to help defend the capital from advancing Russian forces in the worst European security crisis in decades. What kind of a government leader like tells the citizens to take up arms? Like, wouldn't he want to like be there and negotiate in person or something, or tell the citizens to surrender and save themselves? There's no way that these citizens are going to go up against trained Russian troops. But anyway, the Ukraine and Russia will consult in coming hours on a time and place for talks. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spokesman Sergei Nikiforov said on social media, offering the first glimmer of hope for diplomacy since the invasion began. The Kremlin said earlier that it offered to meet with the Belarusian, to meet in the Belarusian capital in Minsk after Ukraine expressed willingness to discuss declaring itself a neutral country. But that Ukraine had proposed Warsaw as the venue, so they want to go to Poland. Probably Zelensky took off to Poland with a suitcase full of cash. But yeah, so the what's on the table here, what Russia, I guess, wants is for the Ukraine to be a total neutral country. He probably wants it in writing that they will not join NATO. And, you know, he's liberated those eastern, you know, territories in Ukraine. So this will be interesting how this all plays out. And what is the West's angle? Well, the name of the game for the West, for the U.S. and NATO, is Article 5. They want to try to get Russia to do something so that they can invoke Article 5 and bring all the other NATO nations into this. And I mentioned this on Richard's show today. I'll just say the U.S. had targeted Russia today and brought the website down. Anonymous did. They're hoping that Russia retaliates because our politicians are saying that if Russia does a cyber attack on a NATO countryman, then that's the same as it, that they can invoke Article 5 over that. We are at the end of the show. I hope you have a great, healthy weekend. Catch Farron's show first thing in the morning, 8 a.m. Central, and I'll be back Monday on Endpoint Side.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.